again, everyone. It's Kaz Beal, and this is Casual Conversations, a program where we talk to people very important to our world. Today, our very special guest is Donna Tenero. Donna, good day. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And how about you?
Oh, I'm okay. It's spring is here at the time we're recording this, and you know, nothing better than that. The cold's kind of going away, kind of sticking to us, but you know, it's exciting. And so you're a real estate professional for a couple of decades in the industry, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How you know, where you came from and how you got into real estate.
Okay, so I've been in the business for over 30 years. And it was actually a very good friend of mine who that introduced me to become a realtor. She actually, unfortunately, had passed away. So I always say that she's on my shoulder and always telling me and guiding me on what to do because she was very successful in the real estate. She was very young at the time. And she just said to me, you know, this is such a great job when you have children. And that you can do so much, you can make your own hours and you're so personable. And, you know, I said, okay, let me try it. And, you know, the first time that I went out with customers, I just felt like I was home. It was fabulous. I mean, I enjoy people. I enjoy going, you know, the job of not being in an office, you know, you're out with everybody every day and you're meeting different people. So it's not like you get bored. And I really, really enjoy helping them. So to me, when I finish my transaction and they say thank you and we're so happy, that makes everything. And I just can't wait to go on to the next one. It's just a very fulfilling career. It really is.
Well, it keeps you busy because, I mean, real estate these days is, you know, it's residential, it's commercial, it's rentals. You know, so, I mean, you're experts in all of that. And by the way, you can reach Donna Tenero at DonnaTenero.com, which you can see on the screen, or DonnaTenero.com, because this is also an audio podcast. So if you're listening and you want to see how great we both look, you can go and watch the video of any places. There's a link below the audio, or you can just listen and drive and listen to Donna's wonderful story. And, you know, and learn something about real estate. So real estate has been kind of, you know, down and up in the last couple of years. And then so what are you seeing as the trend over the years? Like, is this frightening, you think, or is it something
I don't think it's frightening. As a professional and someone in the business for a very long time, you learn to adapt to every market. So I have been in, like I said, over 30 years. So I've been in every single market, the crashes, the ups, the downs. In fact, when I first got my real estate license, I think I got like 8 listings in like 3 months. And every one of them, I had to keep reducing and reducing and nothing sold. And I thought I was on the top of the world. I have 8 listings. And, oh, my goodness, I just started and this is fabulous. And the market just was terrible. But, you know, you learn from things like that. You learn how to be patient. You learn how to hold on to those people, because after a few years, they called me back. And that's what happened. I learned to adapt to it. And then they did call me back and I stuck in there and I held on because it was, like I said, it was a very good career for me in regards to my family. So that was like really important. But the trend right now is crazier than ever. So you really have to learn how to adapt in this market. I mean, we had low interest rates and 1 million buyers. Now we have high interest rates and we still have 1 million buyers. The sellers do not want to sell because their interest rates are so low when they refinance. So it's really something to navigate. But again, with somebody like myself, with have experienced every market, I know like what to do. And I enjoy providing my experience with my new sellers and my new buyers.
Well, Donna, as right there on the screen, you can see Donna is the number one individual sales agent for RE/MAX. I mean, you've got tons of awards through the years. So apparently you're doing the right stuff, as they say. You've got the right stuff for this. I mean, real estate, you know, it's relationship building. I mean, you've got to work with the seller, the buyer, you know, or how about like if someone wants to just put a property for sale, what advice would you give them? Do they have to like stage the house or what advice would you give them?
So as far as, you know, I go to view all my homes and I give them all my experience. So, you know, sometimes people don't have the money to put into updating their houses. However, there are programs out there right now that they can actually have somebody stage it, update it, and you can pay them later. So that's a really good tool that we never had before, and now we have that. But if it's just cosmetics, I kind of try to keep them on the low end. So I just tell them what to do, like, you know, staging as far as painting or putting just new lights in, things like that, that are going to cost a minimal amount of money, but it goes a long way. And landscaping also is really, really important. So I tell you a little story. I had a listing last week and they had a big bush in front of the house and it was a little cluttered. And I said, listen, you know, you really just need to call the landscaper. And I was lucky enough to give them a couple names and they chose somebody. And wow, what a huge difference. So the first weekend on the market, I had like one or two showings. Since they had the landscaper go there and do the whole front, and then I had professional photographer go in, we are up to 10 showings in the last 3 days. So wow, that makes a huge difference. And again, sometimes people don't have that money, but just little things that you tell mm-hmm. them. And it makes a huge difference. It really does.
No, I mean, you know, it's what people see, their first impression yes. in there. They might drive by, you know.
And, the front of your house is everything. The front door is everything. That's everything.
Right. Yeah, it's like a billboard, a living billboard. You drive in front of there and everything. So tell us about this fact right now.
Selling over $177 million. So, yeah. Probably done more than that, but I only went back 10 years. So, I'm being honest and I love the fact that I have these numbers, but you know, to be honest with you, I really don't even pay attention to them as much. A lot of people say, oh my God, Donna, what did you do this month? And I said, I don't know. I really don't pay much of attention. My assistant really does my advertising for me. And, you know, I'm very grateful that I'm able to do it, but I do have a lot of great people behind me and referrals that I get from past clients, and my reviews are very good. So my number one goal is always to take care of my clients. Like, I take this so personal that sometimes it hurts, and sometimes we run into a lot of issues and you feel so bad and it's out of your control and you really can't do anything. But I do my best to make sure that they know that I'm behind them and that I'll do whatever I can. I'll do whatever I can to make it easier.
No, it's great. So, I mean, if you've been in the industry for quite a while, you know all the ins and outs, the shortcuts, whatever, people, and they want to know, you know, people dealing with, you know, nothing with new real estate, you know, people, but you know, everybody has a learning curve, you know, and you could miss something that's that, or I remember someone was buying a house and there was a title search at the last second. They discovered that the title wasn't totally clear because there was a divorce or something. Yeah. And then they're like, okay, well, and they're like, well, do you want to get the house or not? You know, so, you know, says, well, yeah, we do. So I said, okay, well, do whatever you have to do. Right. And, you know, talk to a lawyer and they worked in the end, it worked out great. But, you know, it could have been a bad situation. They purchased the house. I don't know what happens. And then you've got a whole other legal whatever issue. You really don't own the house. You don't know when you're going to get the house. And you lost this money. So, you know, having a professional like yourself, I think, is great. I mean, can you tell me one or two little quick stories where you had some really big challenges and you thought, like, you know, nothing's going to happen. And then actually everything cleared up.
So, yes. So a title issue was something that is actually has to do with COVID. So we and this is like a thing. We don't know what's going to happen. And unfortunately, you learn something new every day. I don't care how long you're in the business. You have to open yourself to know that something can come up that you never heard of. Now, again, COVID hit. Nobody knew. So the market was crazy. People were still selling, going out. I was in gloves and everything. So I sell this piece of property. Everything went beautiful. And then 3 days before we're ready to close, we get a call from the title company that says, listen, there's a lien on the buyer and we cannot close. He doesn't qualify. So we're like, what do you mean a lien? And it winds up that he had taken a small loan out, an SBA loan, and it didn't show up until the day, 2 days, 3 days before closing. It didn't show up. So when the mortgage company saw that he had another payment he had to make, he was then unfortunately denied the mortgage. So that came up and that's devastating. The buyers had nowhere to live. They gave their notice, never knowing this. The sellers, you know, were like, oh my goodness, thank God it was a vacant house. So, you know, the sellers didn't have to move or anything, but the buyers, they were devastated. And it did sell right away. But then the next time I sold any piece of property after that, I made sure that I asked the agent or myself, if I was representing the buyer myself, you know, did you get a loan out? Did you get an SBA loan? Because if you did, you have to tell the mortgage company that. And he was self-employed. He didn't have any idea. And it was sad because, you know, here is a family, you know, he had kids and they were so excited. But this is something, again, you never would have known this would happen. And if it wasn't COVID, we would have never known. Like if that didn't hit and all these things didn't happen, we would have never had this happen.
Well, sometimes people don't think that's important to, you know, say it's a house, you had a little small loan, like what's the big deal? You
know,
but these institutions look back and want to make sure that they, you know, if they're loaning money or that they want to make sure it's all clear, whatever. And because they don't want to get stuck with it. So it's like, you don't realize, oh, it's a small loan or I just didn't pay off my car, whatever, it was late.
And that's another thing. You know, a lot of times the mortgage reps forget, or you know, they're very busy, they pre-approve these people, and it's great. But now the people that I work with, I always tell my buyers, and I also tell the mortgage people, please explain to the buyers, do not go out and buy a house full of furniture. Do not do anything before we are ready to close, because as soon as you do that, you've already changed your credit score, especially when you're buying in a retail store or a car. I couldn't tell you the amount of times that people bought a car and then they had to get a cosigner. So now, you know, so you learn from that. So I always tell my clients, please do not buy anything. Don't buy anything. You can use your Mac card. You can go to the store. You can buy food, but do not buy a car or furniture. You can close on the house and then you can buy whatever you want.
So like there's a time frame, like don't buy it within a couple months or a year before thinking of buying a house.
No, while you're in contract. While your loan is in process, do not buy anything. You can use your regular, you know, card to buy things, but do not charge anything and do not have your credit run at all. So don't buy.
Yeah, I think that could be an issue. Maybe with first time home buyers, they're like excited to buy a new house and buy furniture, buy this, you know, redecorate, repaint the house, you know, and then put it on the credit.
Yeah, and some people that have bought houses before just don't know this either. You know, that's why you really have to know. The experience is what really makes a difference in selling real estate. You really need to know this.
Yeah, it's great. So you said, you know, there's for landscapers, you do work like a team of professionals you have. You can access, so if someone's selling a house and it's like, okay, what do you need? Staging, you need, you know, landscaping so that you know people you can trust, that you know get the job done, get it right, get it run on time, because you know, sales, especially recently, they're very quick. I think that's important that they actually could come in, landscaping will be done by tomorrow, and like 2 days later, it's still not there, and you got three buyers coming over, and you tell them how great it's going to look, and they're like, Donna, what's this trash? You're like, what do you do? You got to like, well, they're supposed to be here, but you know, that doesn't work very well.
Well, again, it's just life, and you just have to learn how to deal with it. I tell everybody, I said, you know, it is not hard to sell a house. Just get it to close. Get it to the closing table. That's the hard part.
That's true. And get the key. get that key to go. So what about rentals and commercial?
You know, I do rentals. You know, a lot of people say to me, Donna, you do so much business. I mean, I did over $28 million last year in sales. And I just did a double rental up the street from me the other day. And the man was just so grateful that I did everything. And we rented them out within a week. And they were one-bedroom rentals, which... rentals are very, very, very hard to get right now, believe it or not, because they're scarce. And you don't have to run you have to still run your credit. You have to still do everything that you were going to do, you know, purchasing a house. It's just as much work, believe it or not. It's just that you do everything within like 3 weeks, but it's just as much work. I do the rentals. I screen for the people. I get their rental, their income verification. You know, we do just as much as a sale that we do on a rental. Again, it's not about the funds or the money or whatever. I, you know, build a relationship with these people, and later on down the line, they will give me a referral like, oh, she helped me with a rental. Because a lot of realtors don't want to do rentals, and I don't have a problem at all doing a rental. Not at all.
Do you see, I mean, there's a lot of the new building that I see in New Jersey, because that's where we are both, that a lot of these new developments are rentals that I see. You know, I don't see much residential.
That's the money, because it's the rentals are so high, extremely high. And the fact is, even if you got your loan, you know, if you took a mortgage out, the interest rate is now, I believe, 6.5%, which is pretty much double that it was last August, July, August. So it's really hurt a lot of people, you know.
So since we talk about New Jersey, I mean, one of the things that I interested to find that you say give back to the community. You know, you support the community that you're in. You give the Children's Miracle Network, St. Jude's Children's Hospital. I mean, giving back is always one of the things that, you know, you hear from people that, you know, if you're in business and you have some success, give back to the community because it's going to come back to you in a nice way.
But it's it's just a good thing to do, though. I mean, I was the number one contributor to the Children's Miracle Network for 2022. And that was in my office. And that was extremely honor. I felt very honored that I was able to do that. I do monthly give to the St. Jude. I also help out the high school and pretty much not just Sayreville. I'll do Old Bridge around the surrounding, pretty much anybody that emails me. And if I can, I will help them out. So it's really good if you can give back and help. The Girl Scout cookies is a fun one. Every year they're I drive down the street and there they're out and I buy one box of cookies and I give them like $50. So I just, you know, and they're like, oh, thank you. And I go, you know what? It's for the kids. It's for the kids. Here's some money. Give me one. I can't buy $50 worth of cookies, but because I'm not eating them. But I'll buy a box and I'll take a box. And then, you know, it's just something that I enjoy. And I give my calendars out a lot. So that's a good thing. So I'll stop by. And again, you know, I give my calendars. I give, you know, I mail out 3 times a year to my people. So they all know where I'm at.
Well, I also know you've done some TV commercials. So you're on cable. You know, in the area, so people know you from there. It's you gotta have, you think because you've been around for so long that people just naturally know you, but you got to keep, you know, promoting yourself and putting yourself, you know, whether it's print or TV or radio or these interview like you're doing, is just a great way to get information out there. And the longer, you know, everybody is doing short videos, but the longer interviews like this, I think, are important to get to know about the person and get more information and audio and video, you know, because. You know, it helps you to also learn about the person that who they say they are, that they're real. I mean, you can tell, you know, Donna's right here talking to me and she's, you know, just saying information off the top of her head, whatever. So there's nothing scripted here that we do. It's just a natural conversation, you know, as the title implies, a casual conversation. And it's DonnaTenero.com is where you got to go. So, I mean, what kind of feedback do you get from customers on the residential, commercial, or rentals? Like, you know, and what do you, best story, like what kind of comments you get back that you can remember?
So the nicest compliment is that they were just happy that every time they called me, I answered my phone. I got a listing not too long ago. It winds up being a short sale. The person had a very bad situation with his job and then personal stuff, which is very sad. But he said he called 3 agents and I was the only one that picked my phone up. So now a lot of times we are with, like right now, I'm with you and I can't answer my phone. However, when I am not advertising or showing houses or listing, I do answer my phone all the time. I mean, this job is really 24/7, you know, 12 months. You cannot do this part time, especially if you want to be successful. You have to be able to answer that person. And another thing, if I can't answer the phone, I'll text them and say, I'm with a client. Can I call you back in 15 minutes? Or
hey, Donna, I got to tell everybody it's true because we've been trying to set up the interview for a while. And like on weekends or whatever, and whether I called her, she would pick up and say, I can't do it right now because I got this or some emergency or whatever, or I'd see a text back. So it's totally true, folks. So they're watching or listening to this. Donna, it's true. I mean, she will get back to you, whatever. Hopefully not 4 o'clock in the morning. You'll try this. But, you know, if you're in another time zone, you don't know that it's whatever time it is. But you know, she is on top of it or has somebody taking care of it. So I mean, that's remarkable because a lot of times people depend on these, you know, messages and thing. And I still go, if I want to reach someone, you know, and they text and they don't answer, I'm like, I have a phone. I tell this to the kids, like, you have a phone. It's an iPhone or an iTexter. It's like, pick up and talk. And people will probably pick up because they don't get a phone call that often. They're like, why? Why is that person calling me? Something happened? Emergency? They want to know an answer. So it does work. Plus, it's nice to talk and clarify versus, you know, 20 texts back and forth. Then a text will be misinterpreted.
Well, I'm definitely a people person. I would rather, even this is, I'd rather be sitting in front of you But, you know, technology, that's another thing. I had to learn technology as you get older, because it wasn't there when, I first started out, when I had to use a map to find, to get to homes, which thank God I don't have to do anymore. So.
Oh yeah. But those are fun days. You ask the kids, like, how did you get around? Like, well, I didn't have someone tell me where to go. You just look, map it out. That was the fun of it. And you get there. And,
you gotta make copies.
It still worked.
No, it worked. I mean, yeah, but it was hours before. The way we did things was a lot different. It was hours preparation before, where now we just put it in our GPS. So it is a little bit easier, which I'm very grateful for that, because time is very precious. And then you get to spend more time with your family and other things, because you can do things a lot easier today, which is good. So I utilize it, even though I did tell you, it was very difficult at first, because it was hard to do paperless and things like that. But you give yourself a little bit of credit, and you figure out you could do it. You could do it. So.
Oh, yeah. It's anything new. You know, you've got to learn and move along. How do you feel personally when you have a deal that, you know, happens the way you want it, or you made a big save? You know, how do you feel inside personally? How does that make you feel?
After we close, it's just that, you know, all the hard work that you did, and you finally are standing in front of the house and saying to the people, you know, thank you for trusting me. And it was a couple, and we've had a couple bumpy roads the last couple deals because of situations that have popped up. But just to hear them say, oh, we can't wait to move in, and we thank you so much. And they're just very grateful. And it makes you feel really good, because you did your job. I mean, for the most part, again, this is what you're doing this for. It's pretty much, it is a job, yes, and we all say that. But if you don't get the satisfaction at the end of people saying thank you, and you feeling so good, especially my estates, that really hits me in my heart when I do a lot of estates. So when I'm dealing with somebody that's living out of the state, and they just lost their brother or mother or father, and they're like, Donna, how am I going to do this? And I tell them, you don't have to do anything. You just don't have to do anything. I will do everything for you from the beginning to end. I will do everything for you. I don't want them to, it's stress enough of losing somebody. So my estates like have a heart. I really feel like I take on anybody that is going through this. I take it on, and I even put more into it, because I just feel that they need me.
Now, we didn't cover much in the commercial side, like talking, business. I mean, what services and, deals on the commercial side.
Well, I do. So the commercial side is a harder side. I'm not going to say it isn't. It is. It's a harder side. I don't do as much commercial as I do residential, but I do enjoy it, because, again, you learn. I just sold a really nice piece of property in town, and I learned about it, and it went really smooth, and I had done it before, so it wasn't that hard, and I would open myself up to doing more, because, again, when you learn and you, how can I say, investigate and go back and figure out like how the commercial part works, you feel much better when you're in charge. You know, the people are looking at you to guide them. So you have to do your homework, and you have to make sure that you know what you're doing, or know how to get the inspections done. It's totally a different thing. But again, if somebody's willing to give me the chance to show that I'm out there 100%, then I love doing it. I really do. And again, learning every day something new in this business only makes you a better person and a better realtor. And you will just, again, referrals is everything. You know, just do a good job, be there, and you will just continue to succeed. I'm my own like cheerleader. I have to keep pushing myself.
I can't tell by this interview that you're your own cheerleader. I can't say that's being. I heard should be some music in the background or something. Cheers. Maybe I'll add that in afterwards. Put some sound of people cheering when you say that. But DonnaTenero.com. All the information will be there. The link will be below, plus some other links. You can contact her, email her, phone her. The links will all be below the video wherever it plays, an audio podcast as well, and everything. And So if someone wanted to go into real estate, like, what's some short advice would you give them to kind of make it in the industry?
Well, you have to have heart. This has got to be in you. It's not a career that you choose to say, well, I'm just going to do real estate and I'm going to do as good as this person or that person. And it doesn't work that way. If you don't feel it, you're never going to succeed. It has to be in you. You have to love the people. You have to love the hours. You have to not mind the hours. If you're going to want a life that you could go away for a week and not have to answer your phone, this is not a real estate. It's not for you. Because I have people that cover for me, and I have my own administrative assistant that does all my paperwork, and that's great and everything. But when my phone rings, I cannot not answer it. I get yelled at by my family, but I'm sorry. This is what I chose. And I do pick up my phone. I can't help it. It's in you. So if you want to do real estate and you love the people and you love the interactions and you don't mind giving up your personal time to help people, this is for you. If you cannot do that, no, it's not for you, because you are giving up a lot. You really are.
Wow. So Donna, thank you for this interview. Tough question. Toughest question I have to ask of you today is, how did you feel about this interview? How do you think it went?
Oh, it was great. I really enjoyed speaking to you. I loved your questions. I hope I answered the best that I could and through my heart, not, you know, this again, this is just something that I love to do. It's not just a job. It really is my passion. And again, that's what I feel. That's why I do very well. And I just, you know, there's nothing else I can say, but I thank you so much, because you made it much easier. It's not easy when you're not used to doing this. And especially you're not in front of me, you know, per se.
Well, we sort of are in front of us. We're next to you. You're over there. I'm over there. And, you know,
I'm a person, you know, I like to be in front of people, like, personally.
Well, this is the new way of being in front of people.
I know, I told you, I'm learning. You know, I adapted very well.
And like you said, you know, time is important. So, you know, you being there, traveling someplace, wherever, to a studio or to me, or me going to you and setting up and doing all that, you have this extra time to deal with your clients. Look at that, see?
And everything works out. I'm on my way to a listing appointment the moment we hang up from here.
That's amazing. All right. Well, thank you for a great interview. And by the way, you can talk to anybody else you want. I'm not restricting you. Okay. So you can go and feel free. Thank you for a great interview.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on Casual Conversations. Talk to you soon.